probably not fair to have you make this comparison, but I will anyway. Compare this team to some of your all-time teams, like maybe that 2001 Cleveland team that went to the state. Can you do that? Is that hard to compare from one year to the next?
No, I think this team has more athletes. We had several athletes. We had some really good athletes up at Cleveland, but I think there are more on this team. Now, I think the line was quite a bit bigger up at Cleveland. They were probably a little bit better at, just fighting through and getting the three or four tough yards. But as far as, that team would have moved the ball against Austin East the other night really well, I think.
Yeah.
But I also think it had an awful hard time matching up with all the speed that Austin East had. So, we've sat and talked about that. That's how, a lot of people, I've still got a lot of coaches that was with me from up there. And we have a lot more athleticism on this team probably than any team I've ever coached.
You got off to a quick start against Austin East. As it turned out, that was a good thing for you. That was a wild game. I mean, that one, it's a cliche, but that one wasn't over until it was over, was it?
No, it wasn't. That was a tough game. We all had a 24-point turnaround there. We was ahead by 20 points.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're behind before. We've made a couple mistakes, and they had played really well. But I kept telling the kids, I said, they're going to make a run. They're going to have three or four touchdowns somewhere. I said, we're not going to stop them all night. They're right. Just too athletic, too fast. And I said, the truth is how we respond to that. I said, it may happen right off the bat. I said, but now we're going to score two.
Yeah.
When they took the lead, I think the biggest thing is our kids you could see the resolve in their eyes. They were going to take the ball down and score. They were going to take the lead back. And then they took the lead back, and then we had a great play. Wilkshire went down the sideline, caught about a 40-yard. It was on 4th and 15, and he just went up over top of everybody and caught the ball. It was one of the better high school catches I've seen since I've been coaching.
Wow. It's been a while. Hampton wins at 48-38. Next up, Grace Christian and Knoxville. They look pretty impressive on film. They look a lot more impressive when you see them live and in person, don't they?
They are something. We went down and watched them play Austin East, and that was a game to the win either way. Austin East took the lead with about a minute to go, and then Grace dropped a pass in the end zone with probably 10 or 12 seconds left in the game that would have won it for them. But it could have went either way. Different styles. Austin East has athletes all over the field, and they like to throw it. We matched up real well with that. And Grace is huge. They'll have two or three linemen, six or more. And they get, our tallest one's probably 6 foot, but we're sort of midgets up here. But anyhow, we got to get a lot of people to the ball because now they are a good team.
Anybody you played so far this year that would compare to them? Not really?
Sullivan North.
Okay.
Sullivan North. Now, I don't think they're quite as heavy as Sullivan North. Sullivan North is bigger. Sullivan North's backs might be a little quicker. I'm not sure. It looks like it from what I've seen. And I don't think they're as strong as the kids from Grace. Grace throws the ball a little bit better than Sullivan North. But very similar.
Maybe an overused question this time of year. How important was it the last couple of weeks, and how important is it tomorrow night to be on that home turf?
I think that was a big difference. I think the other night when if you've been on the road and you lost that 20-point lead, not sure we could have come back from that. I don't know. Though. These kids, they sometimes amaze me with what they can do, how hard they fight for a win. They're playing for Hampton. They're playing for their football lives. And I think, but I do think the home crowd and getting up behind them and just everybody just gives you a little bit more energy.
I've been to a number of football games at Hampton over the years, and I'll tell you something. It's not the newest. It's not the most extravagant stadium.
It's a fun one, though.
But it's one of the most impressive football atmosphere stadiums I've been to in this area.
Yeah.
You guys, your fans, your band, your concessions, everything about it just really makes you feel like this is Friday night football. This is what it's supposed to be. You guys do an outstanding job at that. And you play some pretty good ball as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, from playing Jerry White's song, Old Hampton, I think it's pretty much perfect on Friday nights. You know, that's just down-home country football. That's what I enjoy.
Well, we wish you another good Friday night this week, Coach. We appreciate your time. Best to the Hampton Bulldogs. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for calling.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Go get them, Coach.
Mike Lunsford, head coach of the Hampton Bulldogs.